if we don't get into the Word, we're not going to go home today. I want you to come to Luke chapter 2 with me. Luke chapter 2, verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were, what do you think? Terrified. You know, when something happens suddenly to an average person taking care of a few animals, or sometimes a big amount, and an angel of the Lord shows up with the glory, what are you going to do? How are you going to react?
You don't know till it happens.
That's right. You may think you're prepared, but I'll tell you, you may not be. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." Does that mean you qualify for his favor to rest?
Yes.
Yes. When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, I repeat, and when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. What do you think it was? He's a Savior. He is a Messiah. But they didn't use that term. He is Christ the Lord, the Anointed One. So, they told them, and they spread the word. Does that give us instructions? And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. Verse 19 is very important. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. That was the verse that I wanted you to pay attention to. Because we are a house of prayer for all nations and nationalities, we have been commissioned of God to release into the people that he releases to us words of knowledge, the fruits of the Spirit, and to grow up and mature until you become a pot of gold. Hopefully not a crack pot. Because you see, the heavenly things that he does are all gold. The divinity of Father was represented by the Ark of the Covenant. It was covered in gold. The cherubims that were over the mercy seat were what? Solid gold, one piece. The mercy seat, that's Christ. Gold. So, what am I saying to you? These are treasures that you and I put together in our hearts, and we ponder over them when we are quiet before God. If you've received a word from any one of these people that have given a word, write them down. Be faithful to keep track of what you have received, because God's Holy Spirit may send you back to look up something 6 months from now, a year from now. And if it's written, you'll have a reference to what God spoke and why. And then when the confirmations come, you'll be able to get a bigger and a better picture. Now, I could take you to the next level, and I don't believe that it's necessary, because you can go and see what happened with Hannah and with Simeon. More words came into Mary's heart. A different occasion. But the same Holy Spirit was working in his people then. Why should he change now? You say, well, you're constantly giving out words to each other. That's the name of the game. That's what's going to revitalize you from being depressed to being what? Givers of life. If you want to be a giver of good tidings, you wait upon the Lord and see if he's got something for the body. You say, well, these people come and they've already got something. Well, what about you and me? I was simply told to look up. And it blessed a few who live in Chicopee. So all I heard was, look up. Look what's over the city. And there it was. A cloudy pancake. You see, that's kind of silly. Well, at first it was silly until he spoke. Why am I so different? Try that one on for size. Say, why am I so different? Why am I so quiet when I should be speaking out? If the shepherds could get excited, I can get excited. I can tell God's people what he's prepared for this celebration of his Messiah, his Christ child that was born again in me. His same spirit is alive in me. And it's available to any. It's my time to advertise. And it will ruffle some feathers. Now, why do you think I added that? Because the Lord said in his word that you are believers, but you are believers with persecution. There will be persecutions, and it may be at your dinner table. Several days back, we had company for dinner, and I was pressed to take hand. And so we agreed in prayer before we ate. And it irritated one of my family members. And we didn't say anything except I kind of cut it short. I didn't want to overdo. But I made sure that the word went out. 2 days later, my wife says, boy, you really irritated that spirit. I said, yes, that spirit was spitting. Sputtering. Anybody like that in your family? It's like they need a new muffler. Well, I'm not kidding. And I wanted to really send them to the repair shop. Maybe their button went off, Linda. But you know what? When we, who have the good news, are afraid to speak, tell me how many hearts are going to be changed. Aren't you better off to have somebody sputter a little bit and maybe on their drive home they can remember where they used to be? Or where they might have visited the life that they had at one time? But now they've lost it and they're angry? You know, a good swift kick in the right place can readjust somebody. If you do it with love. I'm not saying insult people on purpose. I'm not saying that. But there's a time to speak. These shepherds gave Mary a living hope of what she was living through. How about you and me? How many times did a word of knowledge from the pulpit or from the prayers or from the intercession lift you out of the dump? Put your hand way up if you got one of those. Look around. See, why? Because the enemy wants you to shut up. Yeah, the enemy wants you to shut up. You're not qualified. Who are you to speak? It's about time you stand up. Resist the devil. James 4. Resist him. Give him a good swift kick where it hurts. And if they sputter all the way home, by golly, there's a seed of life in them. And by God's grace, they'll come to life on time. Might be on their deathbed. It might be somewhere else. But God knows how to get a hold of them. It's not your job to judge when. Your job is to give the seed when it's time. And yes, there will be sometimes repercussions.
I did that with my nephew the other day about the world ending.
Yep.
He was at my mother's and he was scared. And people were sending him explosions from Australia that had started over there.
Yep.
He literally texted his friend in Australia and asked if the world was ending. If you don't answer me, then I know you're dead. He was literally scared. And I looked at him and said, you... child of God are petrified of the world ending. You shouldn't be. You were brought up religious.
Yeah.
I don't believe. I believe in the scientists. And his mother goes, you don't go there when Auntie lived. You know what her beliefs are. And he looked at me and he went, you believe in God? And I went,
yeah.
I sure do.
Uh-huh. Amen.
And his friend texts him and she goes, I'm still here. The world did not end here. He's like, Ma, but she's like, Adam, really? She just sent you the text.
Uh-huh.
It took about a half hour, but...
Yeah.
And I want to see him tomorrow night and go...
Yeah.
We're still here, huh?
Yeah.
God, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do to him. Amen.
Amen.
You know, it was so cute. He was like petrified.
Yeah.
There's nothing to fear if you're with God.
Amen.
So I'm going to be flying. And he's looking at me like, yeah, okay, lady. I got my wings already. They're ready to go.
Amen. Close your eyes. Father, let this word manifest in their hearts. Give them the grace and the anointing to speak during this Christmas season. And Father, continue to use all the circumstances that they have received already and let them ponder in their hearts what you have already given them so that they can grow in wisdom and in obedience. In Jesus' name.